Thomas Gagliardi cruising you through the Gagli Archives program 1006. And once again in studio with us tonight, Patrick Moraes. We're going to talk about this track here we're going to feature from that album called The Grand Canyon Suite. Give our listeners a little insight on this.
Yeah, but one of those rehearsal days that we were holding with Brian Davison and Lee Jackson and myself, one day Lee, out of the blue, said, how about writing something, an epic? Mm-hmm. And an epic which has to do with, you know, some really nice geography and whatever. And I said, the Swiss Mountains. He right. said, how about the Grand Canyon? Mm-hmm. Right, right. And that's it. And I didn't even know that, of course, an American composer, Groffé, right. had done already a Swiss orchestral, yeah. which I've never heard. I had never heard it at the time. I might have heard it since, mm-hmm. maybe once, but I've never really, you know, certainly never heard of Groffé before, and certainly never heard the suite, his suite. So mm-hmm. I had a completely blank mind, blank space, and I just came up with the theme, and I just happened to have an alpine horn, which I had brought with me from Switzerland, and that my dad had offered me, you know, for one of my birthdays. And, you know, a 13-foot-long alpine horn.
Wow.
And I was playing with it, because I've been playing trumpet and you know, a bit of trombone and all kinds of wind instruments when I was a kid. And I was toying with the alpine horn and with the Hammond organ, which we had just purchased at the time, and the electric piano and so on. And I realized that although it was in F sharp, you know, this was all the black keys, and they were like flowing like water and so on. And I thought it would be very interesting to do something very liquid, you know, at some point, and use the main notes I could draw out of the alpine horn, because I'm not a virtuoso, you know.
Right.
So I came with you know, and I thought, okay, and there could be the answer of this on the other side of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you hear in the recording. And I did play that live every night after that.
Wow.
And sometimes, of course, I miss the notes. I mean, the first thing you can hear in the live version of Refugee
right.
is that I miss those notes. But I'm there. I'm 90% there.
Well, you said it was
in
raw
the
anyway.
in the studio, though. I played them exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done many recordings of alpine horn, you know, that even people don't know about. But I used to play hold the alpine horn with one hand and play bass pedals with my left foot, and play arpeggios on electric piano and on the Hammond organ, alternating at the time. That was like a real gymnastic, you know.
Wow.
And also what I found a very, very inexpensive way of making a lot of special effect and noises on stage, very effective, especially at the end of Grand Canyon. I used to hit or to whip a bunch of slinkies that I had bought in a what they would have calling a dollar market or a pound market at the time, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy slinkies for cheap, dirt cheap. And then I put 20 on a bed frame, and I put a couple of electric cables, you know, with the transmitters, you know, with little contact microphones,
right?
And I used to hit that through an echo chamber, and the noise, I mean, you can hear the noise,
yeah.
You know, at the end of Grand Canyon, and I'm hitting it several times. Pow! It's a fantastic sound. And so we used to do this at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a huge backdrop screen, you know. I mean, it was the time of the epic the analog kind of epic shows, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the money to have lasers yet. I don't think the lasers were as developed at that time as much as probably developed their lasers, you know, of course, because they have money. So we had this huge backdrop and smoke and dry ice and you know,
yeah.
And Spinal Tap.
Right, and Spinal Tap, right.
But it was great. It was really, really done in the best of condo, you know.
Yeah,
we really enjoyed it.
Well, this is the Grand Canyon Suite, and this is a nice epic. And once again, friends, Patrick Mraz in our studio, and just sharing some stories with us. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. So once again, phone lines are open, 609-894-8900. I want to thank everybody, by the way, for shooting us our emails tonight and instant messages. You can continue to do so if you have AOL by typing the name Gagley Archives, or shoot us an email, gagleyarchives@yahoo.com. In the meantime, this is the Grand Canyon Suite, Refugee, 1973.
Crush and